each one family to family, in the room, in human form and in non-human form. Those that have gone before us in that beautiful light that they are now are with us. Those that are helpers, our mentors, those that are here to remind us of who we are. And just let that love wash come over you. Let that be the gift of today. Feel that deep inside and say yes to that gift. That's why you're on the planet, to say yes, to feel the love that you are, to hear it and to acknowledge it, and then to be that love with every breath, with every heartbeat, with every word.
So it is a good day to you, huh? It is very good to see your energy of light once again. As we acknowledge that we are here to say yes to you. And we wish for you to say yes to you as well. You see, you have been shown from our dearest Lee Carroll and Grion today and maybe many, many other days as you listen to recordings, that you are the most creative life force on this planet or others. You see, that energy that you are flowing with, it is saying yes to you. And we can give you example after example of what it is like to see the potential of humanity and embrace the love that it is. You see that potential of humanity. We tell you a story of our sweet vessel, Marilyn, as Master Yeshua calls her, the divine link. You see, because we are indeed all here together, you can feel a difference in that energy. The first time our sweet link went to Israel, my homeland, she left her passport on the plane coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Chicago. She could not leave the country without her passport. She flew on to Newark, New Jersey, for the final flight in the United States. And in the flight, they were calling her name and said, "Marilyn Harper, report to gate 457 right now." Well, of course, she freaked out. And then when she got to the gate and they said her passport would not arrive until 5-10 minutes after she was scheduled to leave and they could not hold the plane for her, and she would miss her trip to Israel and she would have no way of getting in contact with the people that were there, and she had a group the very next day. She doesn't waste any time when she arrives somewhere. She got off the plane, had two private sessions and a group of 60, right? After that. So she couldn't be late. And there were two groups of Christians, 40, 50 people that were followers of the Christian philosophy, not that we are not, although I did not create Christianity. Understand that what she did was not panic. And she sat in that airport and said, "I see that there's going to be some delay. It's not going to be a big delay, But it will be a little bit of a delay. Something will hold the situation up. And there will be a tailwind on the flight that had her passport on it. And that she would see a man running across the airport with a manila envelope with her passport. And she just sat there and she told this to the group of people that heard her talking to someone on the phone. She said, this is the way it's going to work. Well, they all got on the plane. And she still saw everything exactly in that capacity. And then there was one passenger that was just irritated. And he wanted his plane seat to be moved to first class, but he didn't want to have to pay for first class. So he argued vehemently with this helper at the gate, and it delayed the flight by a few minutes. Oh, eventually he got his seat, and just as they were getting ready to close the gate, here comes a man running across the airport with a manila folder and her passport. And of course she was right there because she knew it would happen. Now, we are not psychic. We don't believe that exists like Lee Carroll and the Cryon. We do understand predictions, however. However, that was the energy. She saw what she wanted to have happen. She saw that all is well. And of course, she arrived in perfect timing. You can do the same, you know. People have told me, dearest beloved, people have told me that I made miracles when I came, healed people, raised them, whatever, cured the blind. And yet, I am here to tell you, you can do the same. You can do the same. Our divine link has created a program around it because that is who she is. To share those techniques of seeing a spine whole and having a surgery canceled. Of seeing macular degeneration cleared and having a person who was blind leave the parking lot driving her car. Your field, as you see that field, is the most powerful creative force on this planet. So I ask you, as our dear Adironda says, at 11:11 a.m., a time of instant manifestation, focus on what it is that you would like to create with this planet. Set an alarm on your phone. Send the planet healing energy. Send your life healing energy. Focus on what you want, what you see. And know that that is a snapshot of your thoughts. And imagine what it would be if everywhere on the planet, people all over the planet had alarms going off at 11:11 and said, let's heal together. We ask you for that. We love you more than you can possibly imagine. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear one. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I want to continue the sweetness here. Yeshua, thank you. The story that was told, the divine link, it is yours. And I want to talk about it in ways we have not before. So many of you have experienced that which would be raising a child. It's so gratifying and wonderful to watch them grow. When they're small, quite often they're afraid. I want you to envision for just a moment the child that is afraid of the surroundings. They've never seen it before. They're standing with you, perhaps. They're grasping your leg. Perhaps they're even hiding behind it. You can see the wildness of their eyes as they turn around, perhaps not knowing what's happening next, and ducking behind your leg, grasping it, because they know that the leg is everything. It's you. As long as they have your hand to hold, your leg to hug, it doesn't matter what's in front of them. That's the peace the child has. Imagine the children coming into situations they've never seen. There is the fear and the anxiety. But as long as they're holding your hand, hiding behind your leg, they're fine. Humanity is starting to come out of behind the leg. But right now, even as adults, what you're lacking so often is that comfort. Gone is the hand, gone is the leg to hide behind, and the situations, oh, you've seen them all, but there is still that which keeps you in fear and in drama and in worry. I know who's here. I could go around the room. Basically what you've been told. Or abundance issues or lack of abundance issues. Health issues, age issues. The fears and the dramas of what is going to happen. And you're afraid. And you put up a very good face in that fear and in that drama. And there's no hand to hold. Not really. Parents are gone. No leg to hide behind. You can pretend to shut your eyes, but it's still there. And the fear is there. And the anxiety is there. Some of you are never at peace with it, ever. I know who's here. For a moment or two, and even when you sleep, it wakes you up. Sometimes it controls your life. Not all of you. Some of you move in and out of these things, but there's always that which is unknown, in which you consider something that frightful. You don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes it chews you up inside. I want to talk about the divine link. Dear ones, how many of you have pulled that inner child out of you only to fear? Not understanding that the divine link is that which is God inside you. It's always been there. It is the commensurate parent. It wants to hold your hand. Imagine you in a state of total and complete peace because you can hug the leg of the divine creator inside you. That you can duck behind it if you wish to and feel so good and so peaceful. Imagine you in total, complete remission of anxiety and fear and drama. Your heart will slow down. Can you remember that kind of peace? Can you remember that childhood memory of how it calmed right down? It takes two things for you: awareness of your inner child's remembrance of that, and the belief that inside you is God Almighty, creator of the universe and you, living in you in such a way that you can feel it. A God that cares, knows your name because your soul is part of creation. There are those who will tell you just a small blip on a small planet. And it's not so. It isn't so. The humanism you have, the biology you have, that's one subject. The amount of energy that is yours from the creative source, that's another subject. And they are together in one body. This is the age of awareness. The invitation is to find the parent of you, the divine link. That's what it is. I want you to dwell on this for a moment. There's a group of people right now, not far from here, in this, the village that is Unity. They're doing something they were trained for. They're volunteers. They're waiting for phone calls of those who are in trouble and distress. And what they do and what they're trained to do is become the parent for a moment, that those who would call would feel the love, the caring of somebody who would listen to them, calm them down, get them into that place of peace so they can think clearly, perhaps rewrite a program they had where all they saw was doom. And for a moment, just a moment, they could hide behind their leg. Profound that there are those willing to do this on a regular basis for humanity. They're not far from here, because they know and have experienced the love of God to a point where they can communicate it just with their voice, just with their attitude, just with their caring, and just with their compassion. And they're not selling anything but love. It's possible. The divine connection, what they know, is what you can have. You can walk out of this place completely and totally different than you came in. And you can start by simply acknowledging God inside. Forget the steps, forget the books. You can start whispering to yourself, if you wish, God inside, give me the peace that is truly me. Make it well with my soul. Chase out the darkness, which is not my magnificence. And then stand by for the parent to emerge. A peace that knows no understanding, the definition of God. It's yours. It's so well known by so many people. Once you start to experience it, you'll never go back. Oh, problems? That's another story. Will they still be there? That's another thing. As you live your life, you can work with these, control them, rewrite them. But I'm talking about the drama around them. That has to go first. You start being peaceful in your countenance and every single cell will start to react. Every single one. It starts to reframe and rewrite who you are, what's wrong with you, what you think is wrong with you, the drama, the worry. It starts to go in the back seat. You're the driver of your life again. See, I know who's here. This is what is offered this night. Truth, simplicity, compassion, love, explanation of a potential for you, which is beyond what you came for even. You can leave with the parent that you are. Parent is not gone at all. Not at all. Beautiful, isn't it? To think of such a thing. You sit in the right place for it. Think of what has happened in this chapel. It remembers. It knows. You're in the right place at the right time to do these things and discover the magic of the divine link. Yeshua and I, together in one channel, one subject, expect the unexpected. Plan on things that are benevolent and in your favor. Solution, peace. Could it be any simpler? Go from this place and remember these words. And so it is.